Spencer Smith with Mikey on the Random 30. I want
all the tears back that I cried. It's on air with us right now. Hello.
I'm good, thank you. I had a very busy day, but I'm like super energized. I just got done at the gym.
Oh, you went to the gym. No one has time for that.
It's very hard to like fit it. I went on the whole, like, I don't have time for the gym, like gained like 40 pounds, ate pizza every day. And now I'm like, okay, we need to make time because that cannot happen again. So I'm very like dedicated right now.
I prefer the pizza option though. Let's be honest.
I literally just ordered pizza, like coincidentally. It's almost like I go to the gym so I can eat the pizza and like not feel bad about it.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds a lot better than I like that idea.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in the world are you right now?
Yeah. I'm in Vancouver Island, Canada right now. In my apartment at my house.
Nice.
Yeah.
What time is it there?
It's 8 p.m.
Okay. Are you normally a night person or a working night person?
So like I should be because I work in the music industry, but I'm actually a very like 5 a.m. wake up in bed by 9:30 kind of gal.
Yeah.
But I find I'm just awake at all hours and always working. So there's never really like a sleeping schedule. So I feel like I'm just like an all day, you know?
And that's a good way because then you got mixed vibes of, okay, got to do a show tonight, but that's okay. We can do that. Hey, I might have a sleep in the morning too. I might do that.
Yeah. But like my second talent besides music is like being able to sleep at any given moment. I could literally have like 3 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, just have an hour, take a nap. And I hit any type of like surface, I'm out. Like,
no really? Questions. So out like a light, gone at any moment.
I'm like historically known for falling asleep in every single one of my English classes from like grade 10 to 12.
I thought you were about to say falling asleep in an interview. I was going to say, can you hold out?
No, the thing is I like doing interviews so I don't fall asleep. Whereas like English class was like my least favorite subject, oddly enough, because I write songs, which is so odd, but was my least favorite subject. I would still get my work done, but I would fall asleep every single day.
I'm not surprised. I mean, let's be honest. Who likes English, maths, science? Boring.
It's so boring. And when you know you like the only thing you want to do with your life is music, you're like, why am I here? Like, why am I writing a great story on hot dogs when I could just write a song about my trauma? You know? Yeah.
So right. Speaking of writing music, we'll talk about Fingers Crossed, but let's talk about you. We're learning so much about you. Tell us everything. How did you get into music? Are you family orientated musically? Are you just on your own? Tell us everything. We gotta know.
Yeah. So odd too. Nobody in my family could even like memorize a song. I don't think like nobody plays an instrument. I have no idea how I was into music, but I can't pinpoint a time where I wasn't like straight out of the womb, like 2 years old, singing in the car. Like my family was like, you just always were so like super drawn to music. But I mean, I got like bought karaoke machines when I was like, you know, 7, and then, you know, different like pop-up singing tents and just guitars and pianos and just tons of different stuff because they knew I really loved music.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, I just started like singing around town and singing, you know, at recess and lunch, and everyone knew I wanted to sing. And when I was about 11, I entered a competition to sing with Keith Urban, and I lost the competition, but his management called and was like, he still wants to sing with Lauren, like, will she sing any other songs with him? And so that was like my first moment in my life where I was on a really big stage in front of thousands of people. And then like that moment forward, I was like, this is the only thing I want to do for the rest of my life. Like, I have to be a singer. I have to do what I just did with Keith Urban for the rest of my life. And we kind of uploaded it to YouTube and started kind of initiating, you know, the social media kind of thing, but I was still really young. So my parents weren't like ever trying to push anything. And then when I was about 15, I had a video that just went like crazy on the internet of me singing a song out of A Star Is Born. And that kind of went viral. And ever since then I was like being flown out by like producers and like the Steve Harvey Show and just doing different kind of bigger things. And then I graduated a whole year early and was like, I'm just going to go to LA and Nashville and all these different places and songwrite. And then I released Back to Friends as like my first original song, and then, you know, TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff started to kind of come into the loop, and I just started making sure I was like relevant on each platform, and then, you know, uploaded Fingers Crossed, and now my life is huge.
Wow. So yeah. that moment with I say our own Keith Urban, take us in that moment, like when he wanted to perform with you, and I guess you were singing on stage. What was going through your mind at the moment, knowing, okay, I want to do music, but I'm on stage with one of the biggest stars in the world in country music. Mm-hmm. What's going through your mind at so young?
And there's no word to dry your tears. Oh, I could hold you for a million years.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being honest, what was going through my mind was I had Taylor Swift tickets, the exact same. And I was like, I want to go to Taylor Swift. Like, I entered this competition. My family was like, this would be so cool. And then once I was in it, like, I love to win. Like, I love being the best at anything, whether it's like, I'm going to start juggling. Like, I need to be the best juggler. Yeah. So I was like, I entered the competition. So now I want to win. And then when I lost, I was like, cried about it and was like, it's fine, I'm just gonna go to Taylor Swift. And so I like had my mind had been made up, we're still going to Taylor Swift, don't worry. And then him and his team called my house and were like, Keith loves Lauren, like he still wants to sing with her. And I was like, dang, these Taylor Swift tickets are seriously about to go to like my 11-year-old mind was like not really understanding you're going to sing in front of 20,000 people, that could be the biggest moment of your life. And then eventually I was like, you know what? This is going to be so dope. He sent me the songs, or I sent him songs and he picked the one that he really liked. And it was an Adele song. And then we met him. He like brought us backstage, met my whole family. And then he kind of like, I love him for this. He kind of just only sang one part of the song with me. Like it really felt like he genuinely just brought me on stage because he wanted me to have a moment. It had really nothing to do with him or his music. And so then as I walked out on stage, I was like, was I seriously thinking about going to Taylor Swift? Like, that's ridiculous. Like, oh my goodness. And then like in that moment, I had a switch and was like, you are so ridiculous. You're so glad your mother told you that you needed to do this. And honestly, ever since that moment, I just like had such a realization on stage, and he kind of let me just, you know, have my moment on stage as well.
Wow. Tell me that if you went to the moment of going, no, I'm going to Taylor Swift instead. And you know, like you've got Taylor Swift or about to perform on stage with Keith Urban, both amazing things. But the serious question, if you did choose to go to Taylor Swift, where do you think you would be right now without having that moment with Keith going, okay, I'm in, let's go. Let's make this happen.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was such a defining moment. Like I still knew I wanted to do music. Yeah. And I just feel like I was always meant to do it. So I still feel like I would have figured out a way and had some sort of other thing that happened. But like at the end of the day, that really was, I mean, I posted it on YouTube afterwards, and that was like my first video on YouTube that got like a million views. And that was like kind of subconsciously in my brain telling me at like 12 years old, like, cool, if you post up on the internet, like it can blow up and people will reach out to you for it.
Yeah.
And so then I started being on Instagram and I got a little bit older and started understanding like the algorithms and platforms. I had already known, you know, if you do exactly what you did with the Keith Urban video with other songs and songs that you write or songs that you have out on Spotify that are covers, like you could, you know, draw attention to your Spotify and make money from that. So I think the whole thing taught me so many things about like what I wanted to do, social media and just everything, that I really don't think I would be where I am without that moment.
Wow. And I guess the big question, have you seen a Taylor Swift concert?
No, I haven't. I still have not seen Taylor Swift to this day. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Taylor, come on.
Yeah, maybe. Need some Taylor Swift tickets.
Or you could get on stage with her. I mean, let's look at the options.
I'm down for that too.
All right, let's try and work that out. Hey, let's talk about Fingers Crossed. Wow, so cool. Everything about it is amazing. But I saw on your Instagram a beautiful rendition of this. Oh my gosh. Wow. Like is it an acoustic? You on your own. Tell me about this song. What are we fingers crossing about?
Yeah, I mean, everyone kind of thinks Fingers Crossed was more of like, I just got broken up with and I like wrote this sad song.
Do when, they like, really?
Yeah. And okay. In reality, I had written all these sad songs and I have a boyfriend now and I met my boyfriend and then my boyfriend started to like make me learn all these things that were like very unhealthy in this past relationship I was in. And I was like, yo, like this dude sucks. Like I would go to my boyfriend. He'd be like, babe, your feelings are valid. And I'd be like, really? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, yo, this dude told me like my feelings weren't valid. And so then I like kind of became angry at this person that was in my life. And I was like, I like am really messed up in the head right now. Like, why do I think this? And so I went into my session kind of with like a reflection of like, I was in a happy relationship and went into it kind of being like, I'm like really mad at this person. Like, let's write the angsty teenage, like screw you, but heartbreak kind of anthem into one. And they were like, we got it. Like, we know exactly what you're going for. And then we kind of just came up with the whole, you know, Fingers Crossed metaphor. And it kind of just fits so perfectly universally for anyone that doesn't have to be, you know, a boyfriend. It can be, you know, your mom, your dad, your best friend that you used to be really close with, like whatever person made you feel like they loved you. And then you found out that they later didn't. It's just super relatable.
Do you feel, you know, music is extremely powerful and that's the art of music. Do you feel better in yourself from hearing that with your boyfriend and writing about it? Do you feel better in yourself now that you've got it out and you feel, I guess, free to love and respect yourself and understand what happened and what was going on?
Yeah. I mean, literally any song I write, it's like journaling for me. Like I have the concept. I know it's always about something very specific in my life, like a genuine story of what happened. And so once I, you know, you talk about this for like 3 hours with the other people in the room and you're kind of like giving them your whole drama and you're like, this is exactly what happened with the dude. He said this to me. And you like, you're venting to people. It's almost like therapy. And then once you finish the song, it almost starts relating to you in different ways. You're like, oh, it's about like my other ex too, or it's about my ex best friend, or like it's about an argument I have with my brother. Like it really starts to connect all these dots for you that you didn't even realize it was about. And then you have all these people listening to it that are saying like, I went through the exact same thing. Like this song's helping me. And you're like, oh, other people went through this. Like I'm seriously not alone in this process.
It's so amazing, isn't it, really, when you think about music, and there's obviously millions of songs in the world, but how powerful music is, and I'm not a singer-songwriter, but when you're thinking about how a song comes together of what that artist went through and what that artist was thinking, and in your situation with Fingers Crossed to having now a boyfriend where it's like, you are valued, you are. You shouldn't. It's such a beautiful story how it all comes together. And I think a lot of people don't realize how songs come together from stories like that.
Yeah. It's like genuinely about actual things that happened. Like when you say, even just the beginning lyrics, like introduce me to your family, like I am picturing in my head meeting his family, you know? And I don't think sometimes people realize it's like, sometimes it's just genuinely an exact representation of what happened. And I think that's also part of the reason people connect to it, because you know, everyone's met someone's family and then been like, I'm not even close with that family anymore. Like, dang, like we try to say things in it that happened to me, but that also is super relatable to other people.
Love this. Well, we absolutely love the brand new track, Fingers Crossed. We're looking forward to seeing what else is coming to plan for you in 2021. I know you're coming to Australia later. Is it July? August, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I'm very scared of spiders, and I've been like skeptical my whole life of going to Australia. But it's been like one of the places I've always wanted to go to. But I'm terrified of all the animals and creatures that y'all have up there.
Yeah, they're nothing. I think the bears that you guys have are probably worse than what we have.
This is what everyone in Australia says. But then, like I have some Australian fans that will DM me videos of spiders because they know. Yeah. I'm scared of it. I'm like, that is so cool of you guys to do that.
I would rather hang out with a spider than one of those big bear things that you guys have.
I'm shaking a bear's hand before I'm touching a tarantula. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. No, don't touch one of them either.
Yeah.
Oh, Lauren Spencer-Smith, it's so much hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging, and all the best. And we'll catch up again soon, hey?
Yeah. Thank you so much.